Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Amy Rogerson and Karina Chokyayan, co-owners of Sports Physio Plus Clinic in Broome Lake, who are expanding their clinic to help meet the needs for physio services in the area.
So thank you both very much for being here with me today. And now I know that both of you have just recently completed an expansion. Please tell us a bit about that. From my understanding, there seems to be a need and a demand for these types of services here in our community. Amy, can you just tell me a little bit about what motivated you to take on this expansion?
Sure. Yeah, we've actually been practicing in Knowlton for quite some time now. And in general, there's a trend towards a greater need for rehab services all across the board. And as you know, the medical system right now is super overloaded and there's a lot of backlog as well post-pandemic. So there's a growing need overall. And specifically in this area, we saw a big shift because of the increase in population. There's been a big influx since people decided to permanently move to the area. A large part of what's driven the expansion is to just try and meet that growing need.
Okay. And I was wondering as well, Karina, if you could just provide our listeners with a little bit of information as to what this expansion looks like and what people can expect when they walk into this new space.
Yeah, sure, Taylor. So initially, we were sharing a building with Service Quebec, and we had an office space that was shared between Amy and I at the back of the building. And we started renting a front space when the need grew about September last year. So with the expansion, the idea is that we'd be now able to offer 6 treatment rooms. So we will be able to provide more physiotherapy services. And we'd have 2 rooms at the front of the building to help out with allied healthcare professionals. So massage therapy, osteopathy, and we've got Andrea Wilson helping us out with kinesiology as well. So what's great about the new space is it's very well lit. We've got a huge gym to allow our participants to move around and play around and try our exercises and room to grow.
And I was wondering as well, you were speaking about this new space, how it's light, how it's bright. So how do you think that it will benefit the clinic, but also the community and the clientele that you already have?
Yeah, I think the overall reaction of people walking in who knew us before to now is wow, it's so open and bright. So it makes a really positive environment to work in. So that, I think, just to have a more open, lit up space is also motivating, not only for us, but for our clients as well. And then the big thing is having the space. We do have a portion of our clinic functioning that we're really motivated to try to provide more accessible care for physiotherapy. Mm-hmm. We know that there's a financial limitation sometimes to access physiotherapy care. You don't have insurance coverage, you just don't have the means to pay out of pocket for our services. So, over 5 years ago now, we started developing a group rehab courses to try and meet that need. So essentially the fees are split between a group of people, but we're still providing the education and the guidance for exercises that we would do in a normal physiotherapy session. So our open gym space will now allow us to be able to host those courses in-house. And that for us is something that's really, really important.
Okay, great. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to add, Amy or Karina, about this expansion.
We're really, driven to try and continue to find more accessible care. We understand there's a huge need, not only in our community, but across the board. So, we do want to try to continue to strive to be able to provide accessible care. And we want to maintain also the same standard of quality care that we've built our reputation on as well. So we have new staff coming in that are really fantastic rehab specialists. And I feel very, very grateful to be able to share this beautiful new space. And mm-hmm. It's definitely going to just continue to make great accessibility to good quality care in the area. So we're very excited.
What about you, Karina?
The idea is really just to adapt our services with what the community needs. And I think we've been able to adjust as we go along and as we're growing. And we want to continue going that way.
Okay, great. Well, thank you both very much for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.